弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace.
今天是英文堂和中文堂的联合崇拜。
It's a joint worship today between the Chinese and English congregations.
也是我们年度的会员大会。
It's also our annual meeting.
让我们再次思想这间教会存在的意义和使命是什么。
Let's think about the meaning and also mission of the church.
思想这件事情有什么重要呢？
Why is it important to think about this?
在欧洲和美国，有一些教会依然兴旺，还在成长。
In Europe and also in the States, there are still churches which are thriving.
却也有不少教会已经一一关门。
But there are also churches which are closing.
不要以为那些关门的都是历史悠久的教会。
It's not always the case that the churches that close are very old churches.
有不少是年纪还不到十年的。
Some haven't even reached the age of 10.
有一些教会之所以撑不下去，是因为在一开始就根本没有弄清楚为什么要成立教会。
The reason why a lot of these churches close down is because at the beginning, many of them are founded without very clear purposes.
比如说在加拿大某一个大城有一间教会。
For example, there's this church in Canada, in a big city.
几年前热热闹闹成立的时候有几十人。
A few years ago, when it was founded, there were quite a few people, maybe.
现在只有十几人。
But now it's only between 10 to 20.
不知道要撑下去还是要散掉。
And it's not clear if they should keep going or if they should close down the church.
当初是怎么成立的呢？
Why was it founded?
只是在一间讲广东话的教会里，陆续来了一群讲普通话的人。
The church started out being a Cantonese congregation, and there were some people who speak Mandarin that.
先成立了普通话的团契。
They started with a Mandarin speaking fellowship.
后来又争取独立出去，成立一间讲普通话的教会。
And then later on, they proposed starting a Mandarin congregations outside of this church.
这样做听起来合情合理。
Sounds quite reasonable.
但是抱着这样的心态来建立的教会，有很高的比例后来都散掉，或者是始终长不好。
A good proportion of churches started in this manner with this attitude do end up being closed down, or they don't grow very well.
要建立一间新的教会是相当慎重的大事。
To found a church is something that we need to think about very carefully.
实在需要到神面前好好的祷告，查验明白神的心意。
It's definitely we definitely need to pray before God and to think about what God's will is.
1990年底，我和十几位基督徒觉得有来自神的感动，要到大洛杉矶地区的东边开荒建立教会。
Towards the end of 1990, about 10 Christians, including myself, were moved by God to start a church in greater LA area in the east.
在一对牧师师母的带领下，有超过半年的时间，我们每个周六晚上在一起禁食祷告，寻求神的旨意。
Under the leadership of some pastors and their wives, we spend over half a year of time to fast and pray every Saturday night.
在主日早上，我们还一起去一些名声最好的教会观摩学习。
And in the morning of Sundays, we also go to some churches that have good reputations to observe.
然后之后在一起吃中饭的时候讨论分享主日聚会的收获。
And we also share during lunchtime what we have learned by attending these services.
当时有一件事情最关键。
There is something that's of key importance here.
就是我们使用一套直堂的材料。
And we were using some materials that talk about, you know, the founding of churches.
那套材料借着许多需要深入思考的问题，引导我们到神面前祷告寻求。
These materials help us ask a lot of in-depth questions and it leads us to God.
究竟神要我们建立一个什么样的教会？
What kind of church does God really want us to build?
神给那个教会特别的托付是什么？
What special mission is bestowed on this church?
对我来说，那是一个非常宝贵的学习经验。
This is a very valuable learning experience for myself.
1997年6月，我来到伊萨卡教会侍奉。
In 1997, in June, I moved to Ithaca and started serving in this church.
两年多后，在1999年的十月初，我去参加一个会议。
After about 2 years in 1999, in October, I attended a meeting.
晚上我自己在房间祷告。
I was praying by myself in my room.
突然有一个意念进来。
I had an idea.
说要发展英语事工。
Felt like I should start an English
而且还不是加多一堂国语英语的双语崇拜，而是成立一个只用英文的崇拜。
And we're not talking about another joint worship with the use of Mandarin and English at the same time, but a separate English congregation.
这个意念让我很意外。
This made me kind of surprised.
但是越祷告越觉得是神在显明他的心意。
But the more I pray, the more clear that it was God's will.
会议结束后回到 Ithaca.
After the meeting, I went back to Ithaca.
跟几位讲英文的学生们分享，听听他们的意见。
And I shared this with some English-speaking students and to hear what they have to say about it.
然后就从那个月起，每个月有一个主日的晚上，一群讲英文的康奈尔大学生就到我家一起祷告寻求神。
And starting at that time, every month we would spend a Sunday night, and a group of Cornell students who speak English would come to my home to pray.
经过了半年，也就是2000年的四月。
After about half a year, in year 2000, April.
这些学生觉得神给他们很清楚的感动，要在我们这间华人教会开始发展英文崇拜。
These students also felt moved by God to start an English worship service in our church.
那五月初，长子们在表决讨论这个提案的时候，神给我一个很特别的感动。
So at the board meeting at the beginning of May, to decide on what to do about this, God gave me a special, moved me in a certain way.
要我从头到尾一句话都不说，只在心中默默祷告，看看神他自己如何显明他的心意。
He wants me to keep silent during this board meeting and just pray in my heart to see what God's will is going to be like.
起初我们每一位长子都因为想到会有种种的困难而不赞成有英文堂。
A lot of members of the board thought there were a great deal of difficulties involved and they do not agree that we should start.
很奇妙的是，后来两位列席的大学生一分享完他们这半年祷告后的领受，长子们的态度就完全改变。
But interestingly enough, after two of the college students were with us, share what they thought after they prayed, all the board members had a change in attitude.
从早先的因为担心而反对，变成兴奋的说，我们要凭信心跨出去。
They were really worried at the beginning and they were opposed to the idea, but they changed their attitude and became really excited about this project, and they decided that we should step forward in faith.
最后投票的结果是全数通过。
So it's unanimously decided that we should go ahead.
虽然确定要往前走了。
Even though we decided to move forward.
在五月期末考开始之前，几位大学生还是和我花了大半天的时间聚在 Gowen Smith 的一间房间里。
Before the exam period started in May, a couple of college students and myself still used a good chunk of the day to gather together in a small room in Gowen Smith.
用我所用过的职堂材料，好好在神面前祷告，问很多重要的问题。
And we continue to use the materials that I used for planting churches, and we continue to pray before God and ask a lot of difficult questions.
比如说，在 Ithaca 已经有好几间讲英文相当不错的教会，为什么神还要在我们这间华人教会开始一堂英文崇拜？
For example, there are a lot of good English churches in Ithaca already, and they're really great churches. Why does God want us to start an English congregation within a Chinese church?
神要我们成立英文堂的目的是什么？
What's God's purpose for starting an English congregation within a Chinese
church? 主要服侍的对象是谁？
Whom are we going to be serving?
这个英文堂将来有什么样的特色？
What's the characteristic of this English congregation?
在五年、十年、二十年，甚至一百年之后，我们从何可以看出执这个堂的确是神的心意？
After 5 years, 10 years, 20, or maybe 100 years, how can we see that the founding of this congregation is truly God's will?
这些都是值得问，也应该问的问题。
These are all questions that we need to ask and we have to ask.
同样的，几年前，一群在昆宁的华人基督徒请我去带领他们开始
In a similar manner, a few years ago, a group of Chinese Christians in Corning also asked me to lead them in this process in starting a Chinese church in Corning area.
在成立之前, 我也要求他们好好到神面前思想这些重要的问题。
Before they went ahead, I also asked them to very carefully think about these issues and questions.
一两个月前, 一群在Syracuse的华人基督徒也请我去带领他们 寻求在Syracuse建立华人教会的可能性。
A few months ago, a group of Chinese Christians in Syracuse also asked me to lead them in seeking the will of God and whether or not they should start a Chinese church in Syracuse.
我也是要求他们每一个家庭都花上一个星期做作业，思想这些问题。
I also asked them to spend at least a week to do some homework and think about these questions.
这些问题除了新职堂必须思想。 也值得所有已经存在多年的教会思想。
Not only should we think about these questions when we decide to found a church, a lot of existing churches should also think about these questions.
太多的教会之所以衰退老化, 是因为他们已经有很长的时间只照着自己的意思做。
The reason why a lot of churches go in decline is because for a long time they decide to follow their own will. To go forward,
没有好好的透过祷告来让神引导他们,
and they don't spend enough time praying, and seeking God's will.
这几年我们教会都有短宣队到纽约市的 Brooklyn 带领孩童暑期圣经学校.
For the last few years, we have sent a mission team to Brooklyn in New York City, in New York area to lead some vacation Bible school for.
那现在用的场地是 First Evangelical Free Church.
The location that we have been going to is First Evangelical Free Church.
那间教堂很大.
It's a really big church.
而且其实是两边左右完全对称的教堂中间连起来.
There are kind of like two halls that are kind of built right next to each other.
为什么会这样盖呢?
Why was it built this way?
因为当初从挪威来的移民要盖这间教堂的时候, 他们的子孙都已经变成用英文为主。
That's because a lot of the Norwegian immigrants who built this church, a lot of their descendants only speak English or speak English.
所以就一边的教堂给讲挪威话的人用, 另一边给讲英文的下一代用。
It was built in this manner so that the Norwegian-speaking people can use one of the halls and the English-speaking generation could use the hall next to it.
这个想法也不错,
it's not a bad plan.
但是从几十年起就已经几乎没有新移民从挪威来到美国了。
But starting from several decades ago, there have not been any Norwegian immigrants to this area of the U.S.
但教会中讲挪威话的人不愿意做任何调整。
But the Norwegian-speaking people in the church refused to do any changes.
结果不只是挪威化的崇拜, 一路走向死亡, 也限制了英文那边的发展。
Not as a result, not only the Norwegian-speaking congregation kind of went in decline, it also affected the growth of the English-speaking congregation.
最后两间大教堂都变成空荡荡的。
And both these halls became really empty.
一直到十多年前。
Until about 10 years ago or so.
透过多方面的协调努力, 一间新职的华人布道会开始使用他们的场地。
With a many, with the help coming from many different directions, there was a new founded Chinese Christian church that started using their church.
后来也让讲阿拉伯话的基督徒在那里发展阿拉伯话的崇拜。
And they also started letting some Arabic-speaking Christians to use their location for worship.
我几次去那个教堂,
a couple of times I visited this church.
讲挪威话的基督徒早晨还维持了一个挪威话的查经。
The Norwegian-speaking Christians still maintain, still keep on doing a Bible study in the morning.
但人数很少, 只有个位数。
It's a very small number. It's only a single-digit number.
今天这个教堂之所以能够维持, 实在是靠几个其他族裔、其他语言的聚会。
The reason why this church is still sustaining is because of many other ethnic groups and other people who speak other languages.
尤其是华人布道会带来了很新的活力以及财力。
Especially the Chinese evangelical congregation brought into the church a lot of energy and also financial support.
其实离 First Evangelical Free Church 只有六七分钟的车程，还有一间 Second Evangelical Free Church.
And actually, away, only 6 or 7 minutes away by car, from First Evangelical Free Church, there's another church called Second Evangelical Free Church.
也是挪威来的基督徒盖的。
It's also built by a Norwegian Christian.
那间教会也很大。
This is also a very big church.
尤其从里面崇拜用的礼堂是上下两层，好像电影院和音乐厅的高水平建筑。
There are two floors in this church, used for worship. It's kind of like a theater.And it's built with very high standard architecture.
但是也是因为过去很长时间不肯调整，一路衰退。
It's also because the unwillingness of people to change the church kind of went in decline.
感谢神，最近十年的烟教会终于开始调整。
We thank God that in the past 10 years this church started making some changes.
现在那个教会的英文堂绝大多数成员是从印度来的基督徒。
A lot of people who are attending the English congregation actually come from India.
那位牧师是位美国人，相当的不错。
The pastor is American and it's really, they're doing great.
而我们北美华人布道会也使用那个场地支了一个中文堂。
And in North American Evangelical Free Chinese Christians also used that location to start another Chinese congregation.
因为那个教会就在华人多得不得了的八大道。
That's because this church is situated on 8th Avenue and there are lots of Chinese people in that area.
教会正的对面一整排全是华人商店，包括好几间中餐馆，地点非常好。
Facing the church on the other side are a lot of Chinese shops and there are some really great Chinese restaurants. Well, there are some Chinese restaurants.
我们现在用的这个教堂过去也曾经是相当兴旺的一间美国教会 Faith Bible Church.
And the location we're at right now, it used to be a very, a church that's very thriving, and that's an American church called the Faith Bible Church.
那时候每个主日的崇拜还透过短波让城里及附近的人可以听。
And actually back then, a lot of the sermons on Sundays were kind of transmitted through radio, and a lot of people from nearby can listen to their sermons.
但那个教会后来也是一路衰退到人太少，决定解散。
And this church also went a little bit in decline, and the people that attend this congregation became too few, and they decided to close down the church.
后来我们教会才在1997年搬进来。
So we moved, and our church moved into this location in 1997.
我们教会自从1983年王牧师和王师母带着一批人辛辛苦苦的创立以来
Since founded in 1983 by Pastor Wong and his wife, through a lot of hard work.
这29年当中虽然流动性很大神却一直兴起一批又一批的同工来继续建造有今天的成果很不容易。
Even though the mobility has been really great being in Ithaca during the past 29 years,God has used a lot of co-workers to continue to build our church.
但我们如果希望这教会几十年甚至一百年后都还是一个让人可以清清楚楚看到神大能作为的地方。
If we want to be able to still see that the church was really, it's really here because of God's will after 10 years or maybe 100 years.
我们除了为着过去向神献上感恩之外
Aside from thanking God for what He has already accomplished in our church,
也需要来到神的面前，谦卑的继续寻求他的引导。
We also definitely need to humble ourselves and seek God's will in going forward.
从某一方面来说，神对有些教会可能有一些独特的托付。
For some churches, God actually gives them very specific missions.
就算是同一间教会，神有可能在不同的时期给他不同的。特别托付。
Even if it's within the same church, sometimes God gives the same church different missions over time.
但是另一方面来说，也有一些非常基本的原则。
But on the other hand, there are some really basic principles.
是任何一间教会，不论在何时何地，都必须抓紧的。
No matter where the church and when it is, these churches need to hold on to these basic principles.
请大家打开圣经看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's open our Bibles and take a look at Acts first chapter.
耶稣复活之后仍然留在地上四十天
After Jesus resurrected, he stayed for another 40 days.
向门徒显现讲说神国的事
He appeared to his disciples and also talked about the kingdom of God.
一章八节是耶稣被接升天之前讲的最后一段话
Chapter 1, verse 8 is the last thing that Jesus said before he ascended to heaven.
So he gave the disciples a very clear
instruction. It was a commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. It's a verse that's worth memorizing.
让我们同声来念, 无论用中文或英文都可以。
Let's read together this verse. Use your language of choice.
Okay, 请。 但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。在这一节当中，我们可以看到，耶稣要门徒建造的教会必须具备三方面的基本特性。
Here we see that the church that Jesus asks his disciples to build should have three special characteristics.
第一是做见证。
First, it should be a testimony for God.
做谁的见证?
Testimony of whom?
做主耶稣的见证。
Testimony of Jesus.
耶稣的教会当然应该是为主做见证了。Of
course, the church of Jesus Christ should testify for Jesus.
但是这么浅显的道理偏偏被许多人给忽略了。But
something as simple as this is actually neglected by a lot of churches sometimes.
有没有教会挂着基督教的名字却
Are there churches out there that actually don't really spread the message of Jesus?
有没有教会在大做宣传的时候讲的都是自己哪一方面强哪一方面棒, 却让人完全感受不到耶稣在他们的心目中有多重要?
Are there also churches out there that during their promotion or they only talk about what their strengths are, what they're good at, and it's not clear at all how important Jesus Christ is in their hearts?
有没有教会高举的是人,
Other churches that seem to glorify people.
整个教会所有的事工都环绕着一位大明星, 以他为中心。
It seems like the church is all about glorifying this one superstar and not Jesus Christ.
有没有基督徒领袖在建造教会的时候抱的心态是让自己得荣耀，而不是让基督得荣耀？
Other churches that when they're founded, their attitude is to glorify what they're able to do and not Jesus Christ.
什么是做主耶稣基督的见证?
What does it mean to testify for Jesus?
见证什么?
What are we testifying to?
从整本使徒行传我们可以看到, 门徒去传福音建立教会的时候, 最基本的信息就是主耶稣从死里复活。
The book of Acts tells us that the most foundational thing that the disciples use when they start churches and spread the gospel is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这是神为了拯救世人在人类历史当中所做的最关键的一件事。
This is a very key event in human history in the plan of in God's salvation plan for humans.
没有耶稣的复活, 就没有人永生的盼望。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then there would be no hope for anyone.
今天有不少教会称自己是信耶稣的教会。
There are a lot of churches that claim to believe in Jesus Christ today.
就为了取悦那些不太愿意相信耶稣复活的人，他们就不传耶稣的复活。
But in order to please the people who might not really believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they decide to leave that part out.
但是不传耶稣的复活，整个的福音就变质了。
A gospel without the resurrection of Jesus Christ is really no longer the gospel.
因为跟耶稣的复活息息相关的是世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It's related to the resurrection of Christ is, of course, the fact that we're all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God.
是人落在罪恶权势的压制下，根本不可能靠自己不犯罪、胜过罪、脱离罪。
In a slavery of sin, no human being can rely on his or her own strength to win over sins and to leave sins behind.
跟耶稣复活息息相关的是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And also highly related to the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the fact that God so loves the world that he sends his only begotten Son so that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
简而言之，跟耶稣复活息息相关的是耶稣为我们的罪被钉十字架。
And highly related to Jesus Christ's resurrection is the fact that Jesus Christ willingly died on the cross for us.
借着他自己的血为我们换来救赎的恩典。
He used his blood to as a ransom to save us.
所以耶稣所要建造的教会是高举十架的教会。
So the church that Jesus Christ commands his disciples to start as a church that glorifies what God did.
也是肯为了替他做见证。
It's a church that's willing to take up his own cross and follow him.
大家从英文圣经的翻译可以知道，一章八节讲的在原文里面是是见证。
According to the using the English translation, we can see that chapter 1, verse 8 says that is a testimony.
也就是神要基督徒在实际的生活当中活出这个生命来见证基督。
And the church is a testimony. This means that Christians should use their own lives to exemplify the new life that Jesus Christ has given them.
所以我们不是在教堂的里里外外挂了几个十字架就是见证基督了。
So it's not just about raising a few crosses outside, and that means we're a church of Christ.
在我们平日的生活当中，在学校，在工作单位，在亲戚朋友当中，别人是否看得出我们的生命真的是高举耶稣基督的十字架？
But it has to be the case that, you know, be it inside church, outside church, in our daily lives, in school, in where we work, in our family, friends, our neighbors, in our community, everyone has to be able to see that our lives are exemplifying what Jesus Christ has done.
别人是不是看得出来我们真的是肯为着传扬他而背负十字架。
People should be able to see that we are also willing to take up our cross to follow Christ.
耶稣所要建造的教会必须具备的第二个特性是有普世宣教的胸怀。
The second important characteristic of a church is it should be willing to bring the message of Christ to the ends of the earth.
通常大家一提到耶稣给的大使命都想到马太福音二十八章。
Whenever we think about the Great Commission of Jesus, we always think of Matthew 28.
其实马可、路加、约翰也都有类似的记载。
And there are similar passages in Mark and Luke and John.
而使徒行传一章八节讲的也是大使命。
And what Acts 1:8 talks about is also the Great Commission.
耶稣要他们做见证，在哪里做见证？
Jesus Christ wants his disciples to testify. Where exactly should they be testifying?
在这里用的连接词很值得注意。
The connective word that is used here is very special.
不是用 then 这个连接词来表达次序上的关系。
It's not then, but it's yeah.
不是现在耶路撒冷把福音都传遍了之后才扩大到犹大全地。
It's not that you start spreading the gospel within Jerusalem and then you spread the gospel to all of Judea.
然后再到撒玛利亚。
And then to Samaria.
然后再到地极。
And then to the ends of the earth.
这边是用 and 来做连接词。
But the word in this, the connective word here used in this verse is and.
也就是不分先后次序的，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做耶稣的见证。
So there is no order in which you should be spreading the gospel, and be it in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, you should be a testimony.
这是一个普世全面性的传福音。
It's a way of bringing the gospel to all regions.
讲的不只是超越地理位置的限制。
It not only transcends geographical limitations.
也代表了要超越国家、民族、文化、语言、肤色各样的界限。
It also transcends the boundaries set by countries, ethnic groups, cultures, different languages, and colors of skin.
在宣教学上，这是很有名的四个 M, 四个 mission.
There are four different M that characterizes mission.
耶路撒冷是 M0,
Jerusalem is M0,
代表着本城本地的传福音。
And it represents something local within the local area.
犹太全地是 M1,
and all of Judea is M1,
代表着同文化同语言的传福音。
It represents area with similar cultures and the same language.
撒玛利亚是 M2,
Samaria is M2,
代表着向近文化。文化相近的人传福音。
It means spreading the gospel to people with very similar cultural backgrounds.
地极是 M3,
to the ends of the earth is M3,
代表着向异文化不同语言的人传福音。
It represents all the different cultures and all the people who speak different languages.
四个都是耶稣托付给基督徒的大使命。
All the four M's are part of the Great Commission.
也都是我们应该要关心的事。
And it's something we should care a lot about.
在跨文化的宣教方面，我们华人教会跟其他民族相比是明显的落后。
In spreading the gospel to beyond our own cultures, Chinese Christian churches is a little bit falling behind compared to other ethnic groups.
很奇怪啊，这些年来华人信主的人数增加得很快，但是 看献真宣教的人数跟很多国家相比却是非常的缓慢。
Very interestingly, there has been a huge growth in terms of the number of Christians that, or number of people that come to Christ among the Chinese people, but the number of people who are willing to become missionaries and are, it's growing very slowly among Chinese.
其实中国人从很早期就为了做生意赚钱肯离开家乡。
And actually, since a very long time ago, people, Chinese people already are willing to leave their home to pursue to start their businesses in other areas.
不只到东南亚，还遍布世界各地，光中餐馆数目就很可观。
And this is not just within Asia, where it's still we're talking about all regions of the earth. And let's just look at the presence of Chinese restaurants.
最近几十年的中国人，为了更好的生活和求学机会，同样肯漂洋过海去到异国他乡。
And in the past 10 years or so, in order to receive a better education and a better life, many Chinese are willing to travel overseas to receive a better education.
所以我们不是不敢离开家乡。
So we're not really afraid to leave our home.
也不是吃不了苦。
It's not really the case that we're scared that
we're 只是不肯为福音的缘故而去。
We're just simply unwilling to go for the sake of the gospel.
为自己的好处很肯付代价，为了普世宣教就舍不得。
For our own sake, we're willing to pay this price, but for the Great Commission of spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth, we don't want to do that.
如果我们真想做一个合神心意的教会，一定要肯调整培养普世宣教的胸怀。
If we really want to be a church that glorifies God, we really need to make the changes and have more devote more of our energy to missionary work.
一个多月前 ，Syracuse 的华人基督徒问我，将来他们需要有多少钱才能够请得到一位全职传道人来牧养他们。
About a month ago, when I was gathering with the people who were thinking of starting a church in Syracuse area, the Chinese Christians, they asked me how much money does it take to hire a full-time ministers.
我先跟他们说，只要有十个基督徒家庭肯实实在在的十一奉献，就绰绰有余了。
I told them if there are 10 Christian families who are willing to tithe, then that would be more than enough.
然后我接着对他们说，
And then I told them,
我希望你们肯有一个心智。
I hope that you will have the heart.
就是将来从教会成立的第一年起，就把每年的总收入拿出至少十分之一来支持普世宣教。
And that is after your church is founded, starting in the very first year, you should at least take out one-tenth of your income to support missionary work.
我这样劝他们，因为我确确实实相信，唯有肯这样做的教会才是合乎耶稣心意的教会。
I encourage them to do this because I truly believe that a church that glorifies Jesus Christ must be one that's willing to.
也才会是一间蒙神祝福的教会。
And I think by doing so, it's going to be a church that's going to be blessed by.
神也许托付给每间教会有一些独特的使命。
It could definitely be the case that, you know, God has special missions for certain churches.
比如说有些教会特别专注于像讲韩文或西班牙话的人传福音。
For example, there are churches which are more focused on spreading the gospel to people who speak Korean or Spanish.
但每一间教会却一定要看到自己是在神普世宣教计划当中的一部分。也理当要尽上一份心力。
But we must be able to see that as a church, we are part of God's great commission, which is to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
十几年前，我们成立宣教委员会。
About 10 years ago, we started a missions committee.
然后向长执委提出要求，将教会每年收入拨出十分之一支持普世宣教。
And we presented to the board the request to have at least one-tenth devoted to the support of missionary work.
当时他都觉得，哎呦，我们这教会都是没什么收入的学生啊。
Back then, a lot of people thought, you know, a lot of the members of our church are people, are students who do not have a huge income.
主日来教会的里面有很多人都还没有信主。
And a good portion of the people who attend our worship services are not even Christians.
我们教会自己的钱都不够用了，怎么可能还拿钱去支持宣教？
We don't even have enough money for our own administration stuff. How can we set aside some money to support missionary work?
但是感谢神，长子们愿意凭着信心遵从圣经的教导去做。
But praise the Lord, the board members were willing to follow what Jesus Christ commanded in faith.
结果呢？
And what happened?
这十多年来，我们教会在财务上经历了神迹般的祝福。
During the 10 years, we've been blessed by the Lord in many miraculous ways.
99年我们因为需要买下隔壁 House of Joy 全数付清。
In 1999, we purchased the next building, House of Joy, and we have already paid it off.
之后有好几个阶段的整修翻新，全数付清。
We did some remodeling after that, and we have paid it off as well.
2007年买下后面 House of Peace, 全数付清。
In 2007, we purchased House of Peace, and we have also paid it off.
2008年从一位全职牧师增加到两位。
In 2008, from one full-time pastor, we now have two full-time pastors.
原来以为会有连续几年有大的透支，逐步用掉我们累积的存款。
We thought these are the huge expenses that we expect. We will start to use up all the savings we have.
但是2010及2011年都没有透支，还有结余。
And miraculously, in 2010 and 2011, not only did we not have a net loss, we actually had a net...
弟兄姐妹和朋友们
brothers and sisters,
你去多问问许多教会的财务情形
go around and ask about the financial status of different churches.
你就会知道发生在我们教会的事绝对不是人的作为是神迹
and you will realize that what's happening in this church is not caused by men. It's really
是神的祝福
It's really a miracle and blessing.
虽然在今年的头三个月我们奉献的总数少了很多
Even though in the first three months of this year, the offering total has kind of fallen down.
据财务同工说，是因为有几位平常最热心奉献的基督徒家庭搬走了。
According to some of the people who take care of the finances of this church, it's because a couple of families, very enthusiastic families, have moved away from the area.
我相信神会兴起其他的基督徒起来奉献。
But I fully believe that God is going to move the hearts of other Christians to in the area.
再怎么样，我们教会跟许多教会相比，财务情形太好了。
But regardless, compared to many other churches, the financial status of our churches it's in really good shape.
应该好好感谢赞美。
And we really need to praise God.
教会要有普世宣教的胸怀。不能光是送钱出去。
And for a church to be willing to bring the gospels to the ends of the earth is not just about sending money.
他要把人也送出去。
We should also be sending people to do missionary work.
更要为普世的宣教常常摆上祷告。
And we should be praying for the great mission of Jesus.
你只要在我们教会待过一段时间，就知道这是我们所看重、在努力做的。
If you have been with us in this church for a while, you'll see that this is something we really try to put an effort in.
希望你也愿意做一位积极的参与者。
And we hope that you're going to be a willing participant in this plan.
顺便提一下。
And, on the, and also,
如果你愿意多了解普世宣教的需要以及你能够做什么。
If you are interested and willing to learn more about missions,
只要你是一位习惯听英文还可以讲英文的基督徒，非常鼓励你去参加今年年底的 Urbana 学生宣教大会。
If you're very used to listening to English or speaking English, and you're a Christian, then I strongly encourage you that you participate in the Urbana Mission Conference in St. Louis at the end of this year.
最便宜的报名截止日期是6月30。
The registration deadline, early bird deadline, it's June 30th.
只要你有兴趣，我们宣教委员会可以提供一部分的奖学金，所以不要错过。
If you're interested, the mission committee can even subsidize your trip with some form of scholarship, so we ask that you don't miss this opportunity.
耶稣所要建造的教会必须具备的第三个特性是彰显圣灵的大能。
The third special characteristic of a church of Jesus Christ should be that it should exemplify the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣不是说等他一升天，门徒就可以开始行动去建立教会了。
Jesus didn't say after he ascended, the disciples should go right away to spread the message of the gospel.
耶稣要他们等候父所应许的圣灵降下。
Jesus Christ asked them to stay in the area and wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为唯有得着圣灵所赐的能力，他们才有可能。建造耶稣所要建造的教会。
Because it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit that they will be able to spread the gospel.
他们等候了十天左右，圣灵果然降下。
They waited for about 10 days, and the Holy Spirit really did came upon them.
他们放胆传道，一下子领了几千人信主，教会就诞生了。
They had the courage to spread the gospels, and the church started in this manner.
我们看看整卷《使徒行传》。
Let's look at the book of Acts as a whole.
是圣灵在引导教会
In every key decision, we can see that they, the disciples were led by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵引导基督徒，照耶稣在一章八节所说的，把福音越传越广，范围越来越大。
It's under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that the Christians spread the gospel to bigger and bigger areas and regions.
讲到圣灵的大人，有些人说：“哎呀，那些聚会当中要说方言、举手大声祷告、活蹦乱跳、一大堆人哭、一大堆人笑的，教会才是有圣灵大能的教会。”
When it comes to talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, some people say that the Holy Spirit is only present in those churches where everyone is speaking in tongues and they're raising their hands, jumping up and down, and some people are collapsing on the floors and crying.
鼓吹这样思想的人会对一些人发出挑战。
Sometimes you know, people who believe in this would challenge.
你的教会有圣灵吗?
Does your church really have the presence of the Holy Spirit?
有被圣灵充满吗?
Is it really filled with the Holy Spirit?
有圣灵的能力吗?
Do you really have the power of the Holy Spirit?
有的时候基督徒会被这些问题弄得很困惑。
A lot of Christians who might not be very mature in their faith become really confused when they're challenged.
但是我们要注意到新约圣经当中的哥林多教会。
We have to pay attention to the Church of Corinth.
他们也是标榜自己说方言、说预言、会这会那，追求许多激烈的外在表现。
This is also a church that likes to talk about their ability to speak tongues, to prophesy. They know this, they know that, and many other forms of.
但保罗说他们实际上并不属灵，而是属肉体。
And Paul said that this is not spiritual, but rather fleshly.
而且是像婴孩般的幼稚。
It's really childish, like little, like babies.
在圣经当中，圣灵大能的彰显是跟祷告有密切关系的。
In the Bible, the power of the Holy Spirit is always displayed. It's always displayed in a manner that's closely related to prayers.
门徒听了耶稣一章八节的吩咐之后，有差不多120人聚在一起祷告了差不多10天。
After Jesus Christ gave the disciples a great commission, around 120 people gathered together and prayed for around 10 days.
然后圣灵彰显了大能。
And then the power of the Holy Spirit comes.
之后我们使徒行传一章一章的往后翻。
If you keep flipping through the book of Acts,
你会看到圣灵大能的彰显常常是跟祷告连接在一起的。
You see that the power of the Holy Spirit is always coming at times of prayers.
在祷告当中，基督徒等候寻求神的引导。
During the prayers, the Christians are patiently waiting for God's will.
在祷告当中，基督徒预备好心来顺服神。
They prepare their hearts and prayers to serve God.
其实回到福音书当中，看看主耶稣的服事。
Let's look at what Jesus Christ said in the Gospels.
从耶稣的受死，在旷野受试探。
From the time he was tempted in the wilderness.
挑选12门徒。
How he chose his 12 disciples.
在客西马尼园内心的交战。
How he prayed in Gethsemane before.
十字架上的受死,
how he prayed on the cross before he, when he was.
圣灵大能在耶稣身上的彰显都是跟祷告连在一起.
The power of the Holy Spirit is also displayed in Jesus Christ when he's praying.
也跟耶稣谦卑顺服父神的旨意连在一起.
And this is also related to the willing submission of Jesus Christ to his Father's will.
耶稣活出来的生命见证是加拉太书所讲的圣灵的果子。
The life that Jesus Christ led was it's kind of like in the book of Galatians, the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
也是哥林多前书13章所讲的爱。
And it's also what's mentioned in Corinthians chapter 13.
所以我们要成为有圣灵大能的教会。 需要专注于祷告以及对主真诚完全的顺服。So
we want to be a church that truly exemplifies the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to pay attention to prayers and also our willingness to submit to God.
不要刻意追求一时之间让人眼花缭乱的特殊现象。Don't
go after these very confusing signs and phenomena.
重要的是看到人的内在生命有实在而且持久的改变。
What's important is that you look into, we look inside our hearts and see that we really do have continuous changes.
两三天前收到义德家认成中心的最新一期通讯。
A few days ago, we received a notice or a bulletin from the Ithaca Pregnancy Center.
上面刊登了今年初各教会为了支持他们的事工而做的爱心捐款。
Listed on the bulletin are the churches that participated in their baby bottle drive fundraising event.
我把这个结果打在荧幕上。
The results are based on the slide.
虽然从十五年前我们教会开始支持伊萨卡妊娠中心以来，每年的表现都越来越出色。
Over the last 15 years,since the time we started supporting Ithaca Pregnancy Center, we have been doing better and better each year.
我还是常常感到很稀奇。
It's actually quite surprising.
我们这间流动性很高、人数不多、力量又很有限的小教会，竟然会不断的有这些美事出现。
With the mobility that happens in our church, and it's also a pretty small congregation, and we have very limited abilities, and we keep witnessing God's miracles in our church.
最让我感谢神的是，我很清楚这绝对不是人的作为。
What I really thank God for is I truly believe this is not caused by men.
至少我跟 Pastor Paul 或教会里的人都并没有在那拼命推动大家要参与。
At least myself and Pastor Paul, we know that we have not been, you know, like really promoting the event and encouraging people to participate in.
短短几个礼拜，教会招待桌上就出现了几十个装满了硬币、钞票和支票的奶瓶。
But in just a few weeks, the baby milk bottles kind of returned filled with a lot of coins and money and also checks.
讲起来这算不上什么大事。
This is not anything very significant, of course.
但是每一个装满了爱心奉献的奶瓶，岂不都是见证了神的圣灵自己在许多人的心中工作，彰显他的大能吗？
But the fact that all these milk bottles were filled with the love of Christians, isn't that already a very good example of the power of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts?
求神保守我们教会永远对神有颗单纯的心。
We ask God to protect our church and also give us a very simple heart.
肯好好祷告。
That we're willing to pray.
愿意顺服他的引领。
That we're willing to follow his
guidance. 渴慕生命被他更新改变。
We yearn for the new life he has given us and we yearn for changes.
结出圣灵美善的果子。
That we will bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们最后总结一下。
Let's conclude.
耶稣所要建立的教会应该具备哪三方面的基本特性啊？
So the church as Jesus Christ builds, what three characteristics?
第一是什么？做主耶稣基督的见证。
Should testify for a good testimony of Jesus Christ.
有普世宣教的胸怀。
World mission mindset.
第三，彰显圣灵的大能。
It should have the power of the Holy Spirit. Example.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你保守带领你的教会。
Lord, we ask you to lead the church.
让我们教会可以保有这三方面基本的特性。
So that our church is going to keep these three very special characteristics.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to your prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus Christ's name.
时间关系，我们就不唱回应诗歌。
Due to time, we're going to skip the response song.
对，我们接下来是会员大会。
It's our annual meeting.